I want to be clear about a couple of things I said yesterday, and maybe also Haftarah for a few things. Is, you know, we're discussing about, you know, Tzofdefesh and things about this, you know, saving, you know, people who are Jewish and things. These are all what's called theoretical halacha, meaning it's not practical. Sometimes they'll bring in cheetahs and discussions or shulchan aruch, whatever, which halacha l'maaseh, we're not knowing. But just to make it clear, these things are more of a theoretical halacha discussion, because you have to weigh chilul Shabbos. Chilul Shabbos is weighing any sort of pikuach nefesh, and the question is how the mechanics work. Why is it mutter or not? Whatever. And sometimes we'll bring in more theoretical things. This is also Avdonah, when we can touch upon a few issues I think today, which are more theoretical, but it's interesting to see the shitas for more for knowledge and to, you know, to be delved into further. Zion. Avlad shenolad, shin lamed siv zion. Avlad shenolad osin lo kol tzracha. The child who is born to do whatever it needs. Marchitzim oso, molchim oso, whatever they used to do. I don't think bring them to the incubator. They wash them and
hot water baths,
whatever they do in the nursery for kids. That's what you do. Totally, mashilya kishayechem avlad, and whatever that's totally in the, I don't know what the shilya, whatever they used to do. Choisin as a tabor, you cut the cord. So this is talking about a baby who was nolad l'tisha l'shiva. Now we're going to get into a discussion, which comes up often, about a vlad which is nolad l'shmona, which according to Chazal was...
At least back in the day.
According to Chazal, in the Gemara it says that a ben nolad l'shmona, a sadek ben shiva, a sadek ben shmona, a michal in halin alav, for some reason, a nolad l'shiva was known to survive. I guess it was a known thing. There were some kids who were just born early and they were fine. Obviously, a nolad l'tesha, you know, in the ninth month is also, you know, considered fine. But a ben shmona generally didn't make it for whatever reason. It wasn't developed. That was a premature baby. And unless it's like nails and hair were developed, usually the baby would die. I think the chiddush is not the ben shmona. I think the chiddush is the ben shiva. Is why is the ben shiva considered a ben shachayama? According to modern medicine, it's still considered premature. And could be back then things were different. The ben shmona, I understand. Babies born early. They didn't. Nowadays you have prenatal care and things and whatever, and you know, premature, you have the preemie ward and things like that, so they help, you know, the baby survive even from very young. So al kapanim, the question is, baby's born very young, so then the question, because machal Shabbos on a kid who could possibly live. We're not machal Shabbos for a nafil, for a fetus, which is considered a nafil, which is not, I also might live for a couple of days, whatever it is, we're not, and we know it's not going to live because it's not developed enough and there's no way. So then we're not machal Shabbos for that. Again, it goes according to the general halacha. General medicine nowadays. The one interesting, side point we'll discuss is why, is at what point you not call a child a nafil? At what point you save a child? The shita of the Shulchan Aruch is the shita of the Rambam, which is also brought up by if a mother's life is endangered, you kill a child or not, whatever. And the Rambam says, kill the fetus. The Rambam says you do because he's a roidif. But because all we can't, it's also to kill, kill an unborn child, because it's also, but if it's the mother dying, you have the choice between two lives. So then, obviously, you pick the life of the mother because he's considered a rode. The Biralacha brings, Megon Abram brings, and the Kivayger expands upon it. She just a Ramban, and this is more theoretical, but the Ramban says that. That's, and there's no issue The reason why you if a woman's life is in danger, you would go ahead and you would pick her life over the life of the unborn, is because really there's no problem. The unborn's not alive. It's Shitas Ramban and Torah Sa'adah. He said one of the reason why you're Mechal Shabbos, it could be you're Mechal Shabbos to say a woman's having some pregnancy issues and stuff, whatever. The Ramban says this is because it's Bitav that, you Mechal Shabbos Ahas, that they should at least for Shabbos Shabbos is Harbe. That the future, the child will be born, he'll keep Shabbos then, so therefore the Klal is Mechal Shabbos now in order for the child to keep many Shabbos. Kibeger over here brings, Ram brings the Ramban over here and discuss about why is it when the baby is getting born, what's the difference? And so the Kibeger explains the Ramban. Kibeger explains the Ramban that Elechanavi, well, the child's in the womb, it's not considered alive, but once it goes out, once it goes into the birth canal, so that's considered. That's considered like it's already been born. It's just in a different area. That's according to the Ramban. Again, this is more theoretical. Just interesting discussion. To talk about. But the Maisa's Shulchan Aruch passes like the Ramban. And I don't know of any actual nachkaminas with the Ramban. But I thought it's an interesting thing to know different shitas.
But after the baby crowns.
The Rambam holds that you take it right.
Then
you can't do anything. Right. That's okay. Just an interesting point because I'm going to discuss over here. No, Lishmona or Safik ben Shiva. Someone, a child was born Lishmona or Safik ben Shiva or ben Shmona. Shulgar Musar ben Tzipora. You don't know if he's ben Shmona. Then it's hard to know exactly when conception was. You don't know if it's hair or whatever are complete also taltalo, and it could be it's a nafel and it's muksa, but emo shaykhalam and ikaso, but the mother can go ahead and nurse it tsara halashim tsara. Yeah, we're talking about a case where the son, we don't think that it's gonna make it, whatever it is, the wife, the woman's still allowed to go ahead and mainik so that she can feel tsar from her milk. This is a general halacha, even not the name of the nafel, but of a woman who is bitzar because the baby won't nurse properly or different things, or she gets engorged, then she is allowed to go ahead and even to pump milk. But the point, but they say it has to be leibud. We mentioned before the lacha shein tzricha lagufa. So therefore, they put a lot of times they make an etza. The should express down the sink, or if it's a pub, she puts like vinegar in the copper or some sort of soap or something like that, which then the whatever milk goes in is the ibud, is just to relieve her engorgement. Miyashim Avale of Lad and Sparku, Mapa Saraleda, you're allowed to straighten out the baby, it's a tikkun, whatever that you're allowed to do on Shabbos. Muta the karkam of Gadok, Shloyis Akub, but you can swallow the child so it doesn't the body stays straight. Nafla orlas grown havlad, if the, I don't know what you call it, the thing in the back of the throat, there's a special name for it, it starts clogging its throat. Mutr lasum etzba, lasokhpi, lasalik orla lin koima, you're allowed to clog its throat. Vishu pa'amim, shimekia, and then we say mekia is like a refuah, but alchopanim, in this case, it's
you said you're allowed to use a finger to do nothing.
You're allowed to, right, so that's the thing. That's right, but this is not like with the child's not bizarre, and it could be not sakana, and it could be, I don't know, you're right, I don't know, it is a kasha, I don't know. I'm assuming Shilam and Aleph, and this is Dine Mila, Hilchos Mila. On Shabbos. Oh, you think Tarchi Mila for Shabbos? The halacha is that we do all Tarchi Mila on Shabbos. Molim, Uparim, Motzim, and Osim, and Love, come on. The reason is that the Drushin, the Parsha Sazria, the Lichashki Sazria, the Zachar Yimol, Yavashmini, whatever, that Lushin, the pasuk says basically that a woman who gives birth, you're allowed to go biyom hashmini, and the chazal darsh biyom hashmini even if it's Shabbos. And so therefore, you do all the things that need to be done for regular milah, porim, utzim, noisim, and love, kamon, which they used to put kamon on, which is cumin for healing, whatever things it needs to heal, you do that. and that's mutter, and that's even though you have your cutting and shreichet and tzitza and all these things, these are malachas d'oraita. These are all mutter. Beis kol zman shelo silik yado mina mila. As long as he's still doing mila, choyzer afila tzitzin she'enu ma'akvim. Now there's little pieces of skin. I mean, I'm not a moil, but there's little pieces of skin that are left over sometimes from the orla, from the priya, that they cut off. Now on Shabbos, if you're still cutting off the orla, still doing it, you're still in the act, you can go back and cut off those little bits. Silik yado, but if he stopped and realized, oh wait, I missed something, enu chayze el tzitzin ma'akvin, he don't have to go back to the tzitzin ha-ma'akvim, these are the things which are ma'akiv and mila. That person, that mol, he's not considered mol, not considered until these are cut. Basar chayfe, afila rov gova shel atara b'makom echad. If any part of the tip is covered most of the way, so that if the mol missed that on the first time, then he has to go back and cut that off for it to be considered a good mila, so therefore in Shabbos that's mutter. But any other little bit, if it's not robe, if it's still covering a bit and you stop the mila, so then on Shabbos you can't go back and do that. Ben Shmona in Gamru Sa'ara Mitziparna, we're going back to the thing of Ben Shmona, that a Ben Shmona who's if he's fully developed, Malinus of the Shabbos and we are Mal the Shabbos. The imlo gamro. However, if it's not, a feel imu safek ben shiva safek ben shmona emal zobe Shabbos. The general rule by mila on Shabbos is if there's any real safek, we just don't do it on Shabbos, because you can do it the day after. So you won't get the mitzvah yom hashmini. You do it on yom tisha, and then generally we're going to see different sfeikos about the time, all these types of things. You know, if there is a safek, nothing wrong. Okay, there's a safek, so do it the next day. So do over here with the Ben Shmona. So if it's fully developed, fine. But any sort of suffix, can't mechal Shabbos. Emal is for the Shabbos. Ein tzarach lomar Ben Shmona vaday. And it's a suffix whether it's going to live or not live. So therefore, you don't mal on Shabbos. Ve'im hu ben sheva vaday. If you look over Sarah Tiparam, malin also. Again, according to the medical things nowadays, I don't think they do mila on a premature baby. That's Lufianian. Dalit, Mila Shiloh Bezmana. Let's say it's Shiloh Bezmana, it was yellow. In a Doicha Shabbos, then even if he turns not yellow, and it's a mitzvah to do it that day, it's not Doicha Shabbos, and you have to wait for the next day. And then Sif Hey. Androgynous. So these are all different sphikas of the child. Androgynous is a child which is working from androgynous, meaning that it was born with a deformity.
Androgen. It has both genders.
Yeah. Right. Okay. You can say it like that.
That's good with the word is.
Androgen. Right. It's a child who has both reproductive organs and things, and it's a suffix. Androgynous is a suffix in Chazal. Machlokes actually. Is it both? Is it that it's a suffix zachar, suffix nekeva, or I think the Beis holds it's a mimic niatmo? It's considered a separate separate type of person, and therefore we don't know. So therefore, since it's a suffix zachar, and it does get mila. Androgynous does get mila, just since we don't know. Maybe he's not really a zachar. It's just this is just some sort of weird appendage or whatever. No, so then we don't mal him on Shabbos.
I don't think you make a bacha.
I don't. Probably not.
We'll get there.
Okay. Benoit ben a child was born ben shvashos, which this is where it gets complicated. Whether it's nola ben shvashos on Erev Shabbos or Motzei Shabbos, then we don't mal him. Discussion about, well, a whole lot of discussions about how long, yeah, there are cases where the baby was born, you know, a minute before an Erev Shabbos, or was born, you know, or was born on Motzei Shabbos a minute before, when do you do? When do you do it, or a minute after, these types of things. A lot of stakes involved. Obviously, a potik has to be discussed. I know someone who said, like, went to Rabbi Yashiv, and the baby was born right on the 8th floor in Shari Tzedek, and it was just before something like that. And Rabbi Yashiv said, well, because it's on the 8th floor, so the shkia might be a little bit different, so there's a suffix. These things get becheshbin about how high you are, whatever. And who says you can be sonach on a clock? The clock of the hospital. Who says you can rely on it? You know, who says they're 100% right? And who says even if you have an atomic clock, it's 100% right? You know, in the Yishol the Tzamtzim, we don't know exactly.
Atomic clocks are accurate.
Accurate according
some
to
seconds.
The, but who, according to whose measurements? According to the Torah, I don't know what the Torah's measurement is. You know, it's accurate.
What?
No, I'm saying because the Torah has different cheshbonos than the scientists have. So therefore, I'm pointing out that we can't say for sure this is the time for, you know, whatever. Yes, probably the time for Natsio is very good. If you do the Chilul Shabbos, I wouldn't rely on the second before, second after when the time is long. You know, to say that, this is the right time, it's not the right time. So therefore, if any suffix, then we don't do meal on Shabbos. Another kishumol, which means that you know, Tama Moshe Rabbeinu over here, we're talking about the question is he's missing the aura. Looks like even when the Aver is larger, he looks mahul, you know, if it's big, so then it's a suffix. So then you still need some mila. You do mila not on Shabbos. You have to daifen cesarean section because the pasuk says kisazvia beyal the zachar, that has to be a normal birth and not a abnormal birth. And I'm just to bring up an interesting discussion. But again, it's more of a theoretical discussion. Shlomo Zalman talks about it is that whether isha kisazvia, it's based on the Avinu Chananel. Says in the Chagiga, this Amber and Bacha, so it's not considered Isha Kisazria. That a woman who was a Saber bathing, there was conception not a normal way, is not considered Isha Kisazria, and therefore she has no Tumas later, and therefore you wouldn't be allowed to do Mila on Shabbos. And so Rosh Hashanah just brings up the issue is that a baby who wasn't conceived naturally through IVF or it depends or whatever, then he puts a question mark on whether you're allowed to do Mila on Shabbos. Other places can say yes. I'm just bringing this up. Otherwise, I don't think I've ever heard of a model ask the couple. But Al Chopanim, there is a discussion in the Paiskim about such a thing. It's an interesting discussion. Let us Chachavin Shiyalda Yachav Disgaira. If there's also Shalobik Dusha, then we don't do Mila on Shabbos. Again, another interesting theoretical discussion. Well, Kivager has a longer rikus here about the sheets of Rishon Tosfos. He says places in four places about a child from a father's a goy and the mother's Jewish. He's Jewish, but how much? And Tosfos is mashma that he is a Jew, but he doesn't have kedushas Yisrael. This is the way the Nesivus in Ebenezer Siddalid explains it, that he doesn't have Kedusha Yisrael, still Yichus to the Goy, and he still needs Tevila to be considered a full Jew. Now again, we don't, Gaber asked, well, why doesn't I bring it up over here? I said, I don't mind, we don't paskin like that. He has an interesting Arichus over here, but there are a lot of Achorinim throughout different things which are Mesiachis to it. Lamaisa, we're not Machmir for it. I did see a Chuva of Ramesha does sort of mention that there were people who were Machmir to do Tevila Lachumra. But again, this is not halacha lamaisa. This is more theoretical.
You would get a verse on Shabbos.
So yeah, Kiriga says we like. You see, we do a verse on Shabbos. I'm bringing up the issue because it's interesting. These are interesting ideas which are brought up.
But even if you're saying that shita is not enough to create a suffix to prevent me from the Shabbos.
That's what Kiriga asks Akasha, and he says it's not. Ayin Shon, he brings it up. Mishi Yeshu Shtei Arelos, a child who has two Arelos. Depending on which one's the Iker, Amy Los and Deutsche Shabbos. The Mila is not Deutsche Shabbos. But Makshiri Mila, Sheefer La Seisan Er Shabbos, any sort of Hachanos for Mila that can do Er Shabbos, Enim Deutsche Gesa Shabbos, and not Deutsche Shabbos. If he didn't, if the mole forgot to, he has to go up to a house and he forgot to put his tools there, lo yavin on the Shabbos, he can't carry it with him on Shabbos. If he lo machon she'ema el isa de rabbanon, even let's say nowadays when it's a carmelis, or nowadays it's a carmelis, but not matirin. Shebidu chachayim divrayim, v'machon kare, so the chachayim said the carmelis not just like, okay, yeah, it's a carmelis, it's a big deal, they were very strong on it. They said it's very, we're making a strong zera here, and it's not, can't just be makel sam. You're allowed to tell a goy to get it. If it's something which only to get the things, if you only understood the rabbanon, unless they're carrying through a carmelist. Over the Yehudi, I'll say we could go do it. Yomish also Yisrael la'asoysom in a Torah. If this is the Raisa, the Yomer and Yehudi la'asoysom. You can ask the goy to do it. The question is, what do you do if Taka he forgot, or I don't know, whatever. That the Maisa is that it does bring Mishabur brings a Harvey Poskim Armakel, especially nowadays in Mishra Sarabim. And there are many posts who are making, or people want to sell mechana, make keelin, to ask the goy, whatever. Yeshim al Mishim al Nisbu, so I'll do the Shaila should be asked. Whatever. I know that the mole doesn't go to a house and check if he's yellow on Shabbos also. Also,
he doesn't check
it. I don't, not on Shabbos, I don't think so. Zayin lo hayelo kamon, shachuk ver Shabbos.
What does that mean? To check before he does the Mila?
No. To check and see if the baby can have a meal. I'm saying, I guess he doesn't have his tools there. He walks to someone's house. I'm just pointing out that he won't go to someone's house. Oh, wait, it needs meal. Oh, wait, I left my stuff over here. Whatever. I don't think they check and see. They don't check on Shabbos to see if the baby can have a bris today. But I don't know 100% that I was whatever. I was just bringing up a point that I think I prepared for Shabbos. I don't know 100%. If he doesn't have the medicines he needs ground up or whatever, lo yishkakinu, he can't tchina on it. And lo yishbashina, that he should just chew it. In lo erev me'esmo yayin b'shemen litei lav, he didn't mix wine and shemen before to put on it. Lo yarvin hayom, he shouldn't mix it. During the day, when you mix it as it goes, obviously if a child worried about infection, anything like that, you do normal refuah, but these are different things they used to do.
What's wrong with mixing wine and oil?
So that's the child, if you tarif it together, it's an issue of lush. And if you mix oil and water together and you tarif it with a spoon together, is a shayla of lush. No, because you are mixing. It's a lush derabanan. So,
But you're not mixing. The chiddush is you're not mixing it to eat.
You're mixing it
to
medicine.
I'm asking whether it's
refuah.
You're saying no.
No, this is a refuah. Yeah, stop. No, but some of this discussion by Hilchos Lush is also discussed.
I think when it came to achila, it was not considered lush.
Not considered lush.
No gershon.
No, if you tore it chazak, they talk about it. But I don't know what.
I mean, depending on what the two liquids were, but whatever.
Yeah,
we'll
okay. Yeah, this is the past year. I don't know. Yeah. But it is. You're right. It is a
shayla. But here in Vaday, it's definitely the chiddush is that it's for medicine. It's not for eating.
Right. That could be the remach or medicine. In Eisin La Chaluk, El Korech Alev Smartut, you can't put like a, you can't make like a some sort of keys for it or whatever, but you wrap a smartut around it, you wrap a bandage around it. You mean El Korech Alev Tzvol Derech Malbush, the Shalosh Derech Hoitza V'chol. If you can't, then you could go ahead and you can wrap it around your finger to do Hoitza. Or maybe Derech Chotzer Acherish, Afilo Nishtat V'yachad, even if it wasn't arid, but if you're missing a bandage, you can wrap it with the gauze, whatever it is, you can wrap it on his finger, take it or his hand, take it there, Haitza.
If you can go to the end, if not, then.
The Zman Chachmei Gemara, you know how you break things of Vlad. If they have Mila, time of the Gemara, they didn't wash the baby before Mila. Lachar Mila, Biyom HaShlishi, you know, the Mayim Khan Hayim Nesukan, it was a bit dangerous to wash. Nisku Lichto, Bishpato, Kishchayot, Bishabbos. The Shaila is what happens on the third day. You need to wash in warm water. You have to discuss with Chazal what you need to do. But either Lonagu or Rechitza Klal, obviously the different things change, and we don't do Rechitza. The Dino Lichos Bishabbos, Yimrotsu Kedin. There's no special din of bathing the baby on the third day, so therefore, whatever the call is, if it needs to be done, it needs to be done. The bit washing, you can at least wash the baby completely, which, as you're washing the area, needs to be done, it can be done. Rabbi Medina said, "Eilu Nogin Lachzal Fidei Mila, Bechavin Shehuchba Meesmo." On Shabbos, they wash in warm water and stuff, water which was heated up before. V'la'achar Amila B'motzei Shabbos. And after the meal on Motzei Shabbos, they wash Mechanim Hayayom HaShlishi, the Milos of Shabbos, Vemish Yishtarach L'Rachso, that they have to wash him, I don't know, whatever the reason is, that for the Refuah, Mechanim Chamim L'Yoyim, then you should heat up water from the day before, Rechitzah, so the Shabbos, and you can do Rechitzah on Shabbos, holds them in a stam, that's in general, but in Roy Shish Lachos Shul Sakana, if you're worried about some sort of Sakana, you know your Chitzah, so Achar Mila, if you don't wash him off, whatever it is, but Vadai, Motu L'Rachso, Chalav HaShabbos, obviously any Sakana you're up to, whatever you need, Midi Dehavi Hashar Chayla Sheishbo Sakana, baby Hanu Mila is considered Chayla Sheishbo Sakana if you see something's going wrong. Adam Shalom Ma'am Lo Imo B'Shabbos. Anyone who's say someone becomes you know Bal Tshuva and he gets Mila does not do it on Shabbos. But Im Mal Kvar Ham Achas. If he had Mila once, Mutu Lavo B'Shabbos. A Filihu Avi Haben. Then he's allowed to do Mila on Shabbos, even if he's the father of the child. Hagavir Ayin Odin Mila. These are all get into other. This you can expand it upon in Dine Mila, but this is the end of your channel.
Oh, yeah.